Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at KNTRTalk.com and the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
And welcome to Speak Out. It's Monday, May 2nd, 2022. Brother Jim Russell is in a Ukrainian color mode today.
Yes.
Looking good in that yellow.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. I'll pass that on to Sonny, who makes these selections for me.
Oh, Sonny dresses you.
Yes, yes.
That makes sense. So let's see if you're matching. No, he's got shorts on, folks.
Uh-huh. But they're sort of blue.
He's got the Havasu tuxedo today.
Yeah, right.
Knee-length yeah. shorts.
Yeah, knee-length shorts and flip-flops. That's it
for
Havasu.
All right, welcome to Speak Out, everybody, on a Monday, May 2nd, 2022. Again, I'm Paul Lavoie, and great weather this past weekend,
yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, pleasant.
I went back and forth to Mojave Valley and then Fort Mojave, and it's all good, right?
Yes. Yes, all good.
Man, it's all good when your next guest walks through the door, right?
That's right. That well shows how we're on top of things.
Yeah, exactly. And he knows he could sit anywhere. He could even sit in one of the timeout chairs if he wants to, right? But we have a guest on the phone as well, and that would be Dr. Carla Harkle-Road. She's the executive director for ASU at Lake Havasu. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carla.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Hey, you're welcome. And, well, did a little bit of talking before the show, but we can't reveal any of our off off radio secrets.
That's right.
Right?
But confidential.
Kind of a philosophy on education from a affordable perspective. But let's get to the nuts and bolts here, and we'll talk about a new what is this? Oh, the community health.
It's a new academic. Yeah, we have a yes.
You left out the word program. It says a new academic approved. Okay, perfect.
Yes, well, this is what happens when you write emails at night, folks. So, yes, we have a new academic program approved at ASU at Lake Havasu. It's called Community Health. So this is a degree through the Edson College of Nursing and Health Innovation. So we've talked about this on the show before. We have the Bachelor of Science in Nursing Accelerated Program here. We've had it for a year. So we'll be welcoming our second cohort into that program this fall 2022. But recently, ASU just approved us to add Community Health. So Community Health is its own major. It's a standalone major. Students can choose to major in Community Health here. But it also supports all of the prerequisites for the nursing program. So the student comes in their first year and they're interested in nursing, but they aren't quite sure. And Community Health might be a really great place for them to get started because the major already builds in every single one of the prerequisites they would need for their BSN. So we're really excited to have the program here.
So, Doctor, what if the person doesn't go into nursing from that,
mm-hmm.
does that prepare them for some other career in the medical and health field?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Is that like
for an administrator position then?
Yes, similar kinds of roles. So, you know, this program really focuses on advocacy for individuals, families, and communities, providing health education, health promotion, or care coordination as well. So that's an area of focus. understanding environmental concerns and their impact on health, and focus on, you know, healthy, sustainable communities. So there's all kinds of social service areas that would be appropriate for somebody with a community health degree, for sure.
Sounds like maybe less emphasis on blood and bedpans and more on paperwork and understanding policy.
Yeah,
is that right?
I think that's absolutely correct. And so it's a really good option for students who may be interested in the BSN or who just really want to focus on community health. I mean, you actually don't have to go on to a BSN to be a community health major. It's its own program. So we're really excited. It's a great partnership we have with the Edson College of Nursing, and they were excited to bring another program out here. So that's really good news for us.
And the nursing program is going remarkably well, if I recall correctly.
Yes, so our first cohort is going to graduate here technically in the summer, though they are allowed to participate in graduation in the spring or in December as they choose. So we have many nursing students who are actually participating in our graduation ceremony in May. So we're excited to celebrate with them. This is our first cohort of nurses who are graduating from ASU at Lake Havasu.
Is it too early to talk about new students and enrolling as we're getting near to the end of the semester?
So that cohort, like most of our programs here at ASU Lake Havasu, we have open enrollment. What that means is we continue to enroll students. We continue to admit and enroll students on a rolling basis. And so that nursing cohort, we're filling it. We're working to fill it. We'll be working to fill it across the summer, which is exactly what we did last summer as well. So I won't have any final numbers until sometime in July. But we are on our way, that's for sure.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Okay, so what is Connect Now? That's another new ASU at Lake Havasu program?
Yes, this is my favorite thing to talk to you about today. I'm so excited about this. So we're very, very, very pleased to announce and share that we have a new program at ASU at Lake Havasu called Connect Now. And Connect Now is actually for high school juniors and seniors who would like to take a course on ground at ASU at Lake Havasu. So we have just been approved to do this, and the really exciting part is that those courses will be offered to juniors and seniors who meet the GPA requirement of a 3.0 high school GPA for $99 a course. And they can take up to two courses. And if anyone is familiar with the prices of tuition and fees, $99 is a steal of a deal.
Probably
so
doesn't
it's a steal
much.
Of a deal, yeah. So we are working with both Lake Havasu Unified School District as well as Telesis. And homeschool students are also absolutely welcome to participate. We're working on our website, so I actually wish we're getting really close to having that ready to launch. We already have students from Telesis who've been identified who want to take a course with us, and so this is a really great option. What we know from the research is that high school students who set foot on a college campus and take a class are far more likely to enroll in post-secondary education somewhere if they've had that exposure while they're in high school. So we're really excited to be a part of increasing educational attainment.
What's the outreach to high schools outside the area, say Bullhead, Kingman, or in other areas like Southern California?
Yep. So, well, they would have to come be on ground. So our Southern California students are probably not going to drive from their high school over here unless they were for some reason local, right, and they had an online situation or something that they were for high school, and then they're actually local to the area.
We are
very happy to have Bullhead City, Kingman students from other cities as well. We just got approval, so we started just with Lake Havasu City because, of course, they're closest to us. So we just had approval within the last few weeks to move ahead. So we started there, but we're still very, very open to encouraging high school students throughout Mojave County to participate.
Right. I was thinking there are probably high school students on the Chemehuevi Reservation as well as near Parker that are close enough to make that drive. So I wasn't thinking like the Los Angeles area or anything like that.
Yeah, I was like, Southern California, Paul, what are you talking about?
it's still technically SoCal, so.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, I can see Southern California from my office. Yeah, for sure.
Nice office. All right, perfect.
Yes.
All right, should we move on to spring 22 graduation then?
We can.
It's got to be right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. Sure. So this is finals week for us at ASU at Lake Havasu and all ASU locations. So students are engaged in their finals, and I've seen them walking around campus looking very serious today. yeah, it's finals week. And then we will look forward to celebrating with our graduates the following week for graduation. So, again, we have students from across our programs who are participating, as well as nursing students. So we're expecting somewhere between 150 and, I think, 175 guests, most likely. So it should be a really great day to celebrate with them. We're excited to welcome their families to campus.
I know when I was in college, finals week meant two words. Sleep deprivation.
Yes, they look a little tired to me.
Yes.
Right now, out and about. Yes, as I've seen them, they look a little bit sleepy. Yep.
Absolutely. So, how many are we expecting this year for graduation?
I think we're at 22 participating in the ceremony.
Oh, nice.
So, 11 of those students are from any one of our other programs: psychology, communication, biology, tourism and recreation management, etc. And then we have approximately half of those students are BSN students who are participating in graduation.
Boy.
Do you know, it is great. Do you know, Dr. Carla, if there are any four-year ASU at Lake Havasu participants in that graduation?
So that meaning they've been with us for the full 4 years?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure that we do. I would have to go look at the list and figure out who they are. But we have a number of local students, actually, so as well as international students who've been with us the full time. So, yes, we will have students who've been with us the entire time there. I don't have that count off the top of my head.
Yeah, you got some press recently, too. Councilmember Michelle Lynn and her son were both in college together, and then she got her degree, which was a pretty interesting story.
Yes, that was very sweet. I had the privilege of handing her diploma cover to her at graduation in December, and so it was wonderful to see that.
How cool. All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about renovation projects coming up at ASU at Lake Havasu. Do we have that monument sign yet?
No, but I got an update on that.
Nice. See what a tease is in radio.
Yes, yeah, we'll keep everybody
that's
young,
right.
With bated breath for the update.
We used to just go na-na-na-na-na, but now that's an actual tease. So we also have our next guest in studio, Vox Zacek, who is one of my favorite rappers from the T-Boys,
yes.
Right? And
whatever we bring him in to talk about,
right.
You get off track and talk to him about his music career.
Or we could talk about guns, we could talk
yeah.
about
jet skis.
There's a jet ski competition coming up.
And I think Buck might know something about that.
Speaking of which, here's some music from the 90s called Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. That's for you, Dr. Carla.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
In my old Chevy, I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I topped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, it'd all be afraid to take. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
All right, a little George Strait for our guest, Dr. Carla Harkle-Rode. That one's dedicated to you and the hubby, Mr. Harkle-Rode.
His name is actually Mr. Fuller.
Oh, Mr. Fuller. Okay.
Mr. So, Fuller, yeah.
Since you've known each other since third grade or whatever it was, I can't remember. So.
We've known each other since I was... Well, the first time I met him, I was just turning 16.
Oh, okay.
It's true.
So not quite knee-high to a grasshopper, but pretty close.
Not quite.
All right.
Not quite.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, SamsGuns.com, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, and by the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. That's your cue.
And you've got to do business with someone. So these are good folks to do business with. Keep your business local. When you try them, tell them you learned about them on Speak Out.
I think I found the culprit to the raspy voice.
Yes.
It's not singing. It's not over talking like everybody would think,
It's medication.
I think it's Flonase. I believe so. Yeah, every time I start to take a antihistamine, like for allergies or whatever, yeah, it tends to dry out the cords or whatever.
Is this some sort of an anti-commercial?
No, not at all. I'll keep taking it. I'll just, you know, sound like Chris Stapleton or whatever.
Very good.
All right, don't forget, folks, this afternoon, the Arizona Diamondbacks are at Miami, 3:40 p.m. start. They just split a series with St. Louis, which was pretty encouraging. They got 5 runs yesterday. They lost 7-5, but still, encouraging news with the D-backs. And then tonight, speaking of encouraging, game one against the Dallas Mavericks for the Phoenix Suns. That tip-off is at 7 p.m. at 980 a.m., 94.3 and 100.5 FM. KNTR Sports, welcome to the team. I believe we're going to have NHL hockey tomorrow night, playoffs,
wow,
but the schedule has not been finalized yet. But there is a game tomorrow that we're eligible to carry, so there you have it. All right, so Dr. Carla Harkle Road is back with us. I'm really having problems with my voice here. So anyway, you guys are going to have to carry me as usual, Jim.
Just voice?
Yeah, it's just voice.
Okay.
It's just voice. So, no, I just practiced yesterday. I played like a madman. So anyway, renovation plans for ASU at Lake Havasu. Let's kind of get into that. What's the status on the pylon sign that is supposed to go? Where is that, Swanson?
So, yeah, 2 monument signs that are directional, as well as, you know, just have create good presence. So there will be one at the corner of Swanson and Acoma, and then one at the entrance to campus on University Way. So right now the projected completion date for that project is the end of July, roughly. I just got an email from my project, the project manager for that, and it looks like that is still the case. So we're looking at the end of July. So I expect to work to start really soon on those signs.
So right out of college, Jim, I used to design and sell that type of signage, interior and exterior. It's called architectural signage.
Yes.
So, I used to have to price it as well, like an estimator. Is there a cost on this? And, like how much are we talking about as far as costs incurred by the university?
Yeah, so, I can't give an exact number because there are still pieces of the project working out, but yeah, I think we should all anticipate that, you know, that kind of monument or architectural signage costs money. So we've been able to pay for that through savings from last year, so very creative, you know, tracking of our budget and what kind of savings we had and working to make sure that we had the money to do that and that it didn't interfere with any of our other operations or needs. And so that's how we were able to actually fund the project, through really creative savings and then working with ASU. We decided not to do digital signage because of the expense.
Oh, sure.
And as well as the need to continue to maintain things, right? So that just creates additional work when you have a digital sign that needs to be maintained and all that stuff.
And you have to figure out who's going to do the maintenance. Is it going to come from Tempe? Is it going to come from your office?
Sure.
Where's it going to, you know, is the IT director going to do the graphics work too? So,
right.
And plus,
every time you have those kinds of projects, you have to really think through. It's not just the creation of the project. It's not just the building of it. It's then what do you do on the other side of that? And so we elected to have monument signage, architectural signage, as you're calling it, because it wouldn't require additional maintenance beyond that.
So are we talking about illuminated signs, like we have to run electricity? Oh, okay. So there's another expense, Jim.
Yeah.
Is you have to have an electrician come in to set it all up. And then, oh, yeah.
But once you've built this structure, it could be updated in the future to anything. It could become digital signage in the future without incurring additional expense for the physical.
Sure. So we're always thinking about building future forward, right? So there's moving forward and improving and doing what we can do now, and then there's what we can do in the future. So this is a really good step for us. I think it's very lonely out front on Swanson and Acoma, and we're going to fix that.
Good. Nice. I think you're right.
It is lonely.
Because there's such a setback there with the entrance.
Yes.
And you don't realize it sometimes until you drive by it. That's ASU at Lake Havasu.
Yeah, should have turned in there.
Right. And not to take away from what's already there, the campus looks very nice. But yeah, there needs to be some sort of defined entry, in architectural terms anyway, to get people on campus and going where they need to go.
Correct. I completely agree.
Okay, so we've had those meetings, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about the fitness center. You guys are getting, is that for students, faculty, both? Who gets to use the fitness center?
Yeah, students, faculty, and staff all get to use it. And we're really renovating that space from the ground up. What that means is we're bringing Wi-Fi into the space. We're going to bring security cameras, card reader badge access into that space. We're going to redo all the flooring. We're going to have brand new equipment. And we're going to have a lot of that done by fall. We may not have all the equipment by fall based on when we're ordering and things like that and supply chain issues. But we are renovating that entire space, which is the focus is really on our students, right? So I always like to say we want to make sure our ASU, like Havasu students, are having a full ASU experience, and part of that is providing a really great fitness center for them. So that'll be a summer project for us.
How big is that facility going to be?
You're looking for square footage, and I can't quote the square footage.
Not necessarily, but are we talking about what you thought might be a classroom or an office space you're going to now turn into a fitness center?
So our pods, so people who are familiar with this location, we're in pods, and our pods tend to have four classrooms. So it's roughly the same size as all of our other pods that have four classrooms, but of course it's not divided into classrooms, if that gives people a sense.
Oh, so it's substantial.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we have a fitness center now. It's just incredibly outdated. And we're going to fix that.
They're going to put a running track around the perimeter of the fitness center. I'm kidding. Dr. Carlo, always good to talk to you. Thanks for the update this month. And good luck at graduation. Sounds like it's going to be a pretty big event.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. I'll talk to you next month, guys.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Going to play some Tim McGraw for you.
Okay, sounds good. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell. And we're going to talk about an event coming up that Vach is not going to participate in, but
he's going to own.
He's owning it. He's owned it for sure.
Yep.
All right. He owns the sport, and now he's going to own an event. Perfect. Back with more in a moment. So if you hear rap on the other side of the break, you know you're on the right show. Back with more. Stay with us on Speak Out. I want some more of it.
Jako vidím, že slunce zítra vyjde znova, zopakuju ti kdykoliv tyhle moje slova, že ty jsi ta, kterou jsem hledal už léta, ty jsi ta, s kterou moje duše skvétá, ta jediná, s kterou šťastný můžu být, sny naplno snít a životem dál jít, nemyslet na zítřek, žít ze dne na den, beruško moje.
Jim, that's Vach Zajac in his goatee days.
Yes, looking at the
and Ray-Bans
attendant video to it. There.
Are those Ray-Bans you were wearing? Do you know?
I do not remember, but they I still have those. Funny enough,
sharp, man.
Those are sharp. They're probably gonna end up on eBay one of these days when. You know, with the prices of gas nowadays.
Those aren't your typical 80s frames that he's wearing. Those are actually pretty cool. So.
And actually had a blue lenses, too. That's pretty slick.
That's Vach as a, teenager with T-Boys?
Oh, no, I was in my 20s.
In your 20s?
Yeah, what a great thing to play a video to radio listeners.
Right. Yeah, you got to hold the microphone up to the screen.
You know, all you have to do is go to YouTube, look up T-Boys with a Z, and look for the song Berushka.
It's going to pop up.
And you'll find it. So Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Mojave Community College, GDK LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, Herbs Herbs, and Dane O'Brien was spot on. Give Dane a call, 928-706-2784, or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And probably the last two or three interviews with Vach are on the Lake Havasu City app. You just have to search for them.
Uh-huh.
Get on the app, and it says Conservative Talk Radio, and you'll go to all of the Speak Out archives all the way back to October, I think.
Gee.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and that app's cool. Lots of things.
It is cool. We're going to have the creator of the app, Alyssa Zawisa, on the show on May 12th in place of Brian Springberg, and then we'll have Brandon Bowers on as well. Talking about the Lake Havasu City Candidates Forum that's coming up. The one in June or July. Let's see. June 29th.
Wow.
6 p.m. Yeah, so that'll be fun. All right, Vach, welcome
here
back.
Here we are.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I never know which subject
yeah,
to go
right.
to
Let's
when
see.
We talk
we
about.
Talk about his role as an international firearms manufacturer. or
yeah, let's lead with that.
Yeah, right. And we've already talked about his career in the music industry.
Talk about the skeletons in the closet.
But you're going to bring all the skeletons out to dance in the channel.
That's
this
for sure. Yeah,
Saturday.
We are happy to have our annual event under the London Bridge back after the, 2 years of struggle with, we don't have to even say the word.
Yeah.
We all know what we're talking about.
Right.
So yes, this Saturday, May 7th, main event should start at around 1:30 under the London Bridge U.S. Freestyle Championship. Spring Ground, the best freestyle jet skiers will be in town and will be backflipping under the London Bridge. Actually, that side of the Kokomo. So, yeah, we are looking forward to it. So is the jet ski community. It's been a while. And, yeah, it's gonna be great to see it, all the faces again.
And we should point out for the benefit of our listeners who aren't perhaps well acquainted with the finer points of the sport, it is a very different part of the world of jet skiing. The racing and freestyling are not as closely related as Havasu citizens might think, because the exposure to freestyling has been via the World Finals, the IGSBA World Finals, where national titles, international titles are crowned during the World Finals. But if I am not mistaken, your event is the only pure freestyle only competition in the world.
That is true. We definitely started as a one-off. We started in Europe a decade ago, unbelievable, where we separated high-speed racing from freestyle. Because back in the day, you were able to actually race on your freestyle ski and freestyle on your race ski. That
wow.
ship has sailed. That's unfortunate. Both of these areas of our sport went to in totally opposite ways,
so
and extremes.
It's far more specialized.
Yeah, 100%. The freestyle ski have to be light, so we're talking about carbon fiber and so on and so on. And you need the instant power, not necessarily top speed and so on. So you can't really, kind of sit on both chairs, if you know what I mean.
What makes them so light? Is it just the body that makes them light, or do you have a lighter engine as well?
Everything counts, including the light rider.
So you take off anything you don't need off of that ski.
Well, you build the skis, from the scratch, from, light composites like, carbon fiber. Obviously, we use aluminums, alloys, as far as the motor goes, and so on and so on. So, yes, you are 100% correct.
Is it constantly developing? Like every year there's something new, somebody comes out with something, and then,
copies.
And then everybody gets copied. Yeah, there's a copy, 2 years down the road.
I'm pretty sure, you gotta involve all the time. So I'm sure people are, always trying to bring something new, something newer, something fresh. And it caters back to what you are able to do with the ski and to create a new trick, because that's always been, freestyle has been always chasing that, I'm gonna do this trick which no one ever done before. So that's we're still waiting for a front flip, for example.
I was gonna say
that haven't been done.
That kind of leads to my next question. Back in your day, which how long ago was that when you were competing?
Oh, I think my last World Finals was right before the flu.
Oh, okay. So your last World Finals was around 2019?
I believe so. Maybe 18,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
So what was the big, move then? What was the big trick?
Big move back in those days, those few years back,
right.
Was definitely double backflip, which still is.
Yeah, it was.
It's
oh, my God.
There are still only few guys on this planet who can do it on the
fly water. I can't
imagine
a double backflip on a ski.
Yeah.
How long is that ski out of the water with the motor running like
well,
that?
Well, it's funny. Well, that's you never looked at it that, from that perspective, but the rotation of the ski is way faster because, you know, it. I don't think the ski and rider is actually in the air longer than for a regular backflip.
Okay.
But the rotation is just insanely fast.
Are they twisting now as well?
Oh, no, yeah. Well, it comes, now, it, you know, riders starting not only landing double backflip, but directly from the double backflip going to another trick, which is, you know, like, you know, your hat spins so fast.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, kind of like when you're watching a figure skater. I mean, I don't like to use that analogy, but, they do a triple and then a double, like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
You're like, holy cow.
100%.
That takes a lot of stamina, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, and if you don't see the replay, you miss it.
Right. So we're talking with Vok Zacek, and he's presenting the U.S. the U.S. Freestyle Championships this Saturday under the London Bridge or near the London Bridge.
Exactly.
You can call and ask questions as well. 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. If you want to talk to the Iceman, first time I mentioned it.
Uh-huh.
You didn't wear your Iceman shirt.
Oh, I did not. No, I'm actually wearing my Bohemia shirt, which is, you know, representing my Czech heritage.
Right.
Don't forget, this is only my day 125 as American citizen.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Not even a year yet.
Not even that.
You and your wife.
Yes. Well, you know,
Petra.
Petra have been American for 2 more weeks longer than me. So for a very short period of time, I was immigrant married to American.
That's great. I have a similar story about my grandparents with that. So how many participants are we talking about?
Well, that's a big question. You know, this is, again, our first event after the 2-year, you know, of
hiatus.
You know, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, it's a mystery, you know, you know, freestylers are notorious for showing up, unannounced.
They freestyle their appearance.
They totally. You can, you know, we've tried every single trick in the book as far as the promoter, and I'm sure all my fellow promoters will agree that you can try to sweet up the pie and say, hey, if you pre-register, you get this, you get that, you get discount on an entry fee or anything.
Yeah, jet skiers of all types seem to feel there's some peculiar honor to being the last to enter.
It's a very competitive sport. Maybe they don't want to let people know that they're actually coming.
Sure.
You know, I can see that happening, and I respect that, and I have no problem with that.
So Jim, as the master, you picked up a protege as far as organizing an event goes?
Oh, no, not at all. No?
You're not giving any sage advice?
Oh, to fill those shoes, it's impossible.
Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, have you gotten any advice from Jim on a promotion end?
Oh,
Endless.
Exactly.
Endless. You know, I love to say what I think because I love being right.
There you go.
But, Vok, you must tell people what it won't happen this year, what the previous series has been, where you have produced this event in the championship.
Okay, very well. Well, usually our regular series starts here in Havasu in spring, and then we go to London, the place where the London Bridge is from, London, UK, that place. I believe we were scheduled to go to Prague, Czech Republic, which is my former hometown, where I was born, during Czechoslovakia times, and we finishing off the European part of the series in, Paris, France. So, at least close enough to Paris, France. The Paris, France, Parisians are very particular what you can or cannot call France.
Paris,
exactly.
Paris,
so,
right.
So, yeah, exactly. So, and then we're coming back here in the fall for the last chance qualifier for IGSB World Finals. Our event usually takes about 2 weeks before actual IGSBA World Finals at the Crazy Horse. And that is the same thing this year. I believe our date for September is September 24th.
So what does it mean to be the U.S. Freestyle Champion? This, if you win the competition this weekend, you get some kind of automatic berth in the other tournaments or events?
You get eternal fame. That's it.
Eternal fame.
Once you crown the national champion, you have eternal fame. That's it. Wow. Wherever you go, people recognize you. That's it. You need to wear your, you know, wetsuit and drag your jet ski with you so they can recognize you, actually.
That's funny.
Well, you started it.
it's a tight-knit community is what
you're saying, right?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, you know, to be the best of our, actually, the motto of our championship is beat the best.
Oh.
Meaning, you know, come over here. The best guys in the business are here. If you can beat them, you deserve the crown. That's kind of the mindset. And freestylers throughout the Europe and United States definitely appreciate that.
So with the restrictions from the pandemic kind of rescinding, going away, I'm not sure about Europe or Thailand or anything like that, but are you having any problems getting international competitors?
Obviously, you know, it's still tough to come over here from Europe, and not only that, but Europe is now struggling, obviously, totally different disease, you know, coming from Russia.
Right.
And that is changing a lot of things in Europe, you know, over there. Mm-hmm. So
interesting.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. So far, we haven't heard about anybody who is on the way as far as from Europe for our spring round. But I'm pretty sure with the World Finals being, you know, only 2 weeks apart from our fall event, usually we get much number of, you know, participants. Mm-hmm.
He makes a good point too, because the World Finals are only 5 months away.
Yeah,
when you think about it, yeah. What we're talking about the first week in October. Mm-hmm. So, what are you hearing as far as international competitors go with the World Finals?
You know, fortunately, that falls into Scott Frazier's purveyance to worry about that. But from what we've seen in the previous years, it doesn't do much good to think about it even until it's like
very true,
like
very
Bach
true.
Finds himself on the eve of this event without significant confirmations from Europe.
So
we know what's happening and who's actually booked.
So that said, Bach, the past couple of years at the IJSBAs, it was a good chance for the, I wouldn't say inexperienced, but for the less experienced riders to come in and get that experience against other, you know, top-notch riders. And that is that the case here with the freestyle competition?
Oh, 100%. You know, and you know, you cannot simulate the competition. You know, you can, when you practice, you can say, okay, now I'm going to do my best, you know, and I'll try, but the pressure is never on. You know, it's, you know, you need to go out and compete if you want to achieve that goal to be the best in the business.
Okay.
And things don't go wrong during practice like they do during the real competition.
Oh, I can imagine.
You know, whether it's just brought on by nerves and things, but it's a different world when you're when you have judges and competitors there.
You know, I wanted to ask that, too, from somebody who's never been to one of these competitions as a spectator.
Mm-hmm.
What is the judging like? What's the process?
Our championship is judge every rider. First of all, the rider goes out on the water for 2 minutes. He has a 2 minute, or we'd like to call it 120 seconds.
Okay.
It sounds longer.
And it's like boxing, the longest 3 minutes of your life, right?
That is very true.
In the ring, sure.
And he's judged on a criteria by a panel of the judges. Each judge is in charge of one criteria. The criteria are variety, difficulty, execution, flow, and number of tricks. So you got these five different criterias, and each judge is judging you on that one particular criteria.
So is there music going at the same time, or how does that work? How do you time that in your head as a competitor for 2 minutes to get all of those rubrics?
We actually make it pretty easy for our competitors. We have this 3 feet by 6 feet LED screen,
okay,
which shows you the timer. You know, and the time actually starts with your first trick. So you get on the water, you know, once you start at the first trick, we're gonna start the timer, and right there, and actually the timer is tilted on the side, so even people on the shore can actually see how many seconds the rider has left.
I bet you have the consumption of gas, everything down, just so you have that much less weight on the ski, right? Probably know exactly how much gas you need to get out there and get it done.
Well, usually freestylers like to ride with their tank full, you know, so
really?
you don't get, because, you know, all the rotations, you don't want to have air bubbles in your fuel system.
Oh, right, right.
So, you know, as full as possible, but the tank will probably last you only 10, 15 minutes anyway. So it's a tiny little tank.
What was your favorite move? What was your signature move that always got the judges' attention?
Oh,
maybe raise that score a little bit.
My signature move would be a Ghost Rider backflip, which is you jump off the wake and you're literally take off of your jet ski, you're holding on to the ski with your hand, and you rotate the ski around the handlebars.
What?
And yeah, that's, you know, so there's no rider on the ski, that's why Ghost Rider backflip.
Have you seen him do this?
Yes.
Were you afraid for his life or anything?
I know.
That's insane.
Oh, I dislocated my thumb numerous times doing that.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it hurts. But if you can nail it, it is. And I usually did it as my last trick, you know, when I saw the last 5 seconds.
Right.
So that's,
What other injuries have you had?
Well.
Like Evel Knievel?
No. The jet skiing is very safe. It's very safe.
It's the water that's hard, right?
You know, well,
when you hit the
technically,
water.
Technically.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just need to learn how to, well, first of all, never let off the ski. You know, that's a number one, you know, because what goes up must come down.
You mean never separate yourself?
Never
separate,
exactly.
Okay.
Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Let it, you know, just, because this way you can actually control it.
Go
if
with
you
the
try,
momentum.
If you try to throw it away from you, most likely it's going to end up landing on you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You speak from experience.
I do.
Wow.
But what do people need to do to come see this? When and where? And
under the London Bridge, the main event should start around 1:30. It's going to be warm day, so please bring water. I'm sure there's going to be there's a lovely tree under there. There's going to be, there should be a
popular.
Enough. There should be another a lot. So if you can, you know, bring like sun umbrellas, that's going to be awesome. But yeah, the main event should start around 1:30 this Saturday under the London Bridge on the side where the Kokomo is.
Oh, okay. So what's the best vantage point to watch?
There. Right there.
There.
Behind Kokomo's the Kokomo.
Under the, oh,
at Kokomo.
Right, under the, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right there.
Probably bring some binoculars, maybe, depending on where you're at.
Not really.
No,
well,
close.
The guys actually ride pretty close. Well, don't forget, we don't shut down the traffic in the channel. We stick to one side of the channel, so actually guys on the boats can actually, you know, see it as well. Obviously, a local PD doesn't like you to stop in the channel.
Yeah, right.
And we definitely advise people not do it. Please do not do that. We don't want to get you or us into trouble. But yeah, it's you know, you can see it pretty cool.
And what does this cost people to come enjoy?
Oh my gosh, it's very expensive. It's for free.
$3.99. I like it.
That's enabled to be free by sponsors.
That is, yeah. All the good people who help us put this together. Some local companies, including Jet Trim, stepped up. You know, so yeah, and High Speed Industries. So big shout out to these two local companies, which definitely make it happen.
Is there going to be a video later? I'm actually playing in Topak at Topak 66 on Saturday.
We actually
going to be a stream or something?
We will be live streaming it
nice.
Through YouTube and Facebook.
Oh, very good. All right. Again, that's Bach Zacek, and we're talking about the U.S. Freestyle Championships, Jet Ski Freestyle Championships,
yes.
This Saturday at 1:30. Sounds exciting.
Have a Sioux, baby.
I have about 10 more questions, but I don't have any time.
That's okay.
All right, no bad days. Love the hat, by the way.
Thank you.
Looks good. All right, thanks. The Iceman here, of course, Vox Sacek. And Jim Russell is going to join me after the break, and we'll come back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul LaVoy.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
You know why we play the Carl Douglas, Jim?
Could it be in honor of our who follows us?
Yes! Karate Man, Sean Hannity, coming up next after news and a short break. Probably tell you how he took down Chuck Norris and a group of samurai all at the same time with his black belt kung fu skills. That's Sean Hannity coming up next after news and a short break. Tomorrow's show we have, and I've been waiting to get Ralph on forever, so I've got Ralph Tapscott coming in from Horizon Community Bank. Of course, he's the president and CEO here in Lake Havasu. And Maria Birnbaum is going to join us at the bottom of the hour tomorrow. She's from the Susan B. Anthony Foundation, and we're going to talk a little bit about Senator Kelly's voting record when it comes to abortion. So that's going to be an interesting show. Then we've got the Havasu Pioneers on Wednesday. It's all happening here.
Yeah, full week.
Absolutely. All right, stay tuned for Hannity coming up next. Karate Man, after news and a short break.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.